Thoughts on the Psalms. The Psalm 146, verses 5 to 9. The favored man. The favored man. The favored woman, of course. The true believer in the New Covenant terms. Let's see what the psalmist says of it. Verses 5 to 9. Blessed is he, truly favored. Blessed is he, whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Blessed, truly favored. Not always happy, perhaps, but truly favored. Now, what makes that sense of true favor, that sense of blessedness, that sense of contentment, that joy? It's his relationship to God. And look how God is described. I say his relationship, of course, is her relationship to God. God is their help, verse 5, whose help is the God of Jacob. The believer has a hope in God, a confident expectation in him, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Expectant hope, expectant, confident, expectant hope. Upheld, verse 7, upheld. God upholds the cause of the oppressed. The believer is free. There is his joy. Verse 7. The Lord sets the prisoner free. He feeds and provides for the hungry. There's another sense of the happiness and contentment and the favor the true believer knows. Verse 8. He gets sight. He gives sight to the blind. He lifts up those who are bowed down. He lifts them up when they're cast down in sadness and grief. They have a sense of the love of God. The Lord loves, verse 8, the Lord loves the righteous. He watches over and protects the believer, verse 9. The Lord watches over the alien. He sustains the fatherless and the widow, and so on. These are the marks of his happiness and contentment. God is his help, his hope, his expectant confidence. He's upheld by God. He's freed by God. He's given sight and able to enjoy the sight of God and spiritual matters. He's lifted up. He's loved of God. He's watched over. He's protected. He's sustained. In themselves, let's go back over it. Read those verses again, and you'll find that the believer in himself is helpless, hopeless, weak, oppressed, and hungry, imprisoned, blind. He's unrighteous in himself. He's utterly needy. But in Christ, he is upheld and held, and he has hope and expectation. He's loved and sustained. Brother and sister, we might have many trials and burdens, but we are sustained and upheld and loved and liberated, and God has given us our sight. I know in the Old Covenant this would have been literally true, these things. I'm speaking today, though, in the day of the New Covenant, in the Gospel day, and these matters are spiritual for us. Spiritual. And what is the great cause and the reason and the logic behind it? Well, it's God himself, verse 6. Why can God be this comfort to all his saints? Because he is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He is the Lord, and he remains faithful forever. This is the confidence of the believer. I believe it was true of Spurgeon when he had that with that terrible disaster, the attack by the mob, when the people cried out that there was fire and the people went into panic, and 7, I think it was, were trampled to death. Spurgeon nearly lost his mind. And the way he recovered, I think, was he began to reason. I'm like a little fish afraid that I will swallow all the ocean. God is so vast. God is so big. God is so great that his care for me, his provision for me, his love for me is more than I can exhaust. Well, here's Isaac Watts. I'll praise my Maker with my breath, and when my voice is lost in death, praise shall employ my nobler powers. My days of praise shall ne'er be past, while life and thought and being last, or immortality endures. Why should I make a man my trust? Put not your confidence in princes. Princes must die and turn to dust. We've just seen that in the United Kingdom. Vain is the help of flesh and blood. Their breath departs, their pomp and power, and thoughts all vanish in an hour, nor can they make their promise good. Happy the man whose hopes rely on Israel's God. He made the sky and earth and sea and all their train. His truth forever stands secure. He saves the oppressed, he feeds the poor, and none shall find his promise vain. The Lord has eyes to give the blind. The Lord supports the sinking mind. He sends the laboring constant peace. He helps the stranger in distress, the widow and the fatherless, and grants the prisoners sweet release. He loves the saints, he knows them well, but turns the wicked down to hell. Thy God, O Zion, ever reigns. Let every tongue, let every age, in this exalted working age, praise him in everlasting strains. I'll praise him while he lends me breath, and when my voice is lost in death, praise shall employ my nobler powers. My days of praise shall ne'er be past, while life and thought and being last, or immortality endures. But one last word. I've missed something out. Verses 5 to 9. The last part of verse 9. My friend, I've been describing the believer and his happiness. What if you're an unbeliever? Listen to this. But God frustrates the ways of the wicked. What should you do then? Call upon the name of the Lord now and be saved, and turn to him.